2025, Parcata Investments LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 Agricultural Residential District to an LI1 Limited Industrial District for certain parcels of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, containing 23.1 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the east side of Dupont Boulevard, which is Route 113, approximately 500 feet south of Woods Branch Road, which is Sussex County Route 521, and the 911 address is not available, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, MAP 2, parcels 20.00 and 24.01. Submitted into the record for the application, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the deed for the property. We have a copy of the DLDOT Service Level Evaluation Response Letter. We have a copy of comments that have been received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the staff analysis letter, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, so we thank you. Yes, sir.
Okay, again, this particular property is owned by Parcata Investments.
Yeah.
The property, again, that we're talking about is 133-
Mr. Parker, for the record, we need you to repeat your name again. I know it's silly you're just here.
I was trying to get you guys out 5 minutes early.
Yeah, but I don't want somebody to come back later and say they didn't know who you were.
Okay. My name is Jim Parker, and I'm here today on behalf of Parcata Investments LLC. Parcata Investment LLC is owned by Kenny Adams and myself. I'm here today requesting a change of zoning for the property identified tax map number 133-2.00-20.00 and parcel 24.01. This property consists of approximately 23 acres. We are requesting a change of zoning from an AR1 to an L1, LI1 Limited Industrial Zoning. Our concept plan for this land consists of 8 sites, which will be utilized for light industrial businesses. A few examples of those would be like a landscaping company, a trash company, or a light manufacturing company. We have made these sites larger, consisting of approximately 2 acres each. I feel as if this would benefit areas by allowing smaller companies the opportunity to grow in our area by leasing one of these sites. This change of zoning would be conforming with the neighborhood properties such as Pep Up, Melvin Joseph Construction and Sand Pit, Fendale Roofing and Siding, Equipment Rentals, and Performance Injections Equipment. The change of zoning would allow, excuse me, this area is located within the developing area on the future land use maps, and we feel that this change of zoning would have a positive impact on the area. At this time, I'd like to have Bob come up, and he has a few points he would like to make also. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. For the record, my name is Bob Palmer with Beacon Engineering, representing Parcata Investments. To expand upon Mr. Parker's presentation, I wanted to point out a couple of things. As Mr. Parker indicated that the property is in the developing area, it's actually the develop-
Excuse me, Mr. Parker, if you guys are going to converse, you're going to need to do it outside. We can't have two conversations going on at once. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So the develop, it's actually the developing area for the town of Georgetown. So this is part of Georgetown's long-range plans for what the town would like to see in the next, through this comprehensive plan cycle. Mr. Parker referenced a number of properties that are commercially, that are commercial, semi-industrial nature. Many of them have been grandfathered. Many of them are in the original C1 from the inception of the county's zoning ordinance. But what I think is important to comment on is that the limited industrial sounds kind of scary, but the zoning ordinance, and I just read this into the record, and I'm not going to read the entire section, but section 115.93 lists a number of special conditions that inherently put conditions on site plans that would be approved for limited industrial uses, such as enclosing all things in buildings and making sure that there's ample setbacks between residential and the business park. And while we haven't shown those sorts of buffers and such on the site plan because, or the concept plan, because they are part of site plan review that you guys would see through another business item, we are aware of them. And you know, should the change of zone be favorably acted upon by the county council, site plans would come through that would be in harmony with section 115.93. And that's all I have to say.
All right, sir. If that concludes your remarks, we'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And once again, we'll start with Ms. Wingate.
Just curious, the two narrow strips, were you planning on using those as access to the property?
The one strip we were planning on, obviously, when we get with DLDOT and find out what their requirements are going to be as far as on the highway, we were looking to use the center one. The M one there was always just an access there currently for the farming.
Okay, that's all I have for now. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
No questions for me.
Okay, Mr. Butler.
No questions, sir.
Okay, Mr. Whitehouse.
None for me, thank you.
Staff. Okay, Counselor.
None for me, thank you.
Okay, none for me as well. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone thank has you. An interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 2035, Parcata Investments, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 2035? Yes, sir, come on up.
Not that I'm speaking.
Well, wait till you get to the microphone, then you can speak, but you gotta tell us who you are first.
I'm old, I'm getting
there. Well, it's all right, we got time.
My name's Joe Smith. I own the property alongside, just underneath that property.
Okay.
My concern is where they're going to enter and exit this property. There was rumors flying around about a concrete plant, but Jim just told me that that's not it.
Okay. Not sure you could do that in LI1 anyway, concrete plant.
Right.
Definitely not crushing. If it was just mixing
and batching. And the zoning classification they've asked for is light industrial. Okay,
because so if they have heavy equipment going down there, that road's not made for it yet.
Right.
You don't have shoulders there. You don't have turnoffs or nothing.
I would just add for everybody's benefit, too, just to keep in mind sort of where we are in this process. Right now, it's just a request to change the zone.
You know?
So, for example, what they've shown is a concept plan for a subdivision. You know, so if they're going to seek to do that, they've still got
to the commission, the old commission, but approved 146 homes.
Oh, I know, but I'm talking about
this is a commercial subdivision.
Yeah.
Right, into light industrial lots.
And so it's, at this point, we're not even dealing yet with DLDOT, or where they're going to put roads or anything. You know, all this is just whether it's appropriate to rezone this property. Same thing, within each lot in the subdivision, or if they decide to just put some use on the whole piece of property, they still would have to come back in to site plan review in front of the commission for that specific use, which the commission would get a chance to look at, and again, all the state agencies. So, when we're talking, I understand the concern about traffic and whether they're going to handle trucks and stuff. Those are obviously legitimate concerns, but that's sort of a step down the line even from this,
Because like I said, you're going through a field, it's all dust, and I put up with the dust from the racing, but I can't blame the racetrack because years ago I was part of the problem, so.
Well, it's been there a while, too.
1949? Yeah, 1949.
Yeah.
I remember it when it was an old drag strip, 1/8 mile.
Yeah.
Now I'm dating myself.
Sorry.
But that's the only question I had is how they're going to.
No, that's a fair question. So.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
All right, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay, anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come on up.
Good afternoon. I'm Wendy Webb. I also live on Bethesda Road, a little further south than that.
Okay.
My concern, and I'm all for development. I know Jim Parker, great guy. My mother-in-law literally lives. May I go point to the
exact
location?
Yep. Show us.
To the entrance, right here. So, and my brother-in-law is here. So my major concern would be those who are coming and going constantly,
right,
and they would be using my mother-in-law's entrance because it's a U-shape, and my concern is that that would be, oh, we missed it, we're going to turn in that driveway to come back. And my father-in-law had to put up signs to help prevent that happening because during races it would happen. Anyway, nothing against developing. I see the great idea to it, but where it would be dumping off onto our road, which if there's an accident on the highway, we're parallel to the highway. We get a lot of those traffic increases there. We've had two or three accidents, I think, right across from your house and within a year. Fatal accidents. So nothing against developing, but just the location probably of that use of Bethesda Road for the entrances and exits. That's okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else like to speak? All right, then. Anyone on the commission have any questions, comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the day to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.